And it's time now for Swap Shop, your free personal advertising show live and in color on the radio, brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fairhope Living Magazine, and Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope.
928-9228 is the number to call. When we get you on the line, please limit your items to six or less of a personal nature. But not too personal. No guns, ammo, prescriptions, or businesses, and let's please keep it to rescue animals only. But aside from that, pretty much anything goes, and then stay on the line to make sure that we get your information accurately, because I'm trying to talk and listen at the same time, and I'm not very good at either one of those two things, so that's just how it goes.
I don't think most people are good at that, to be honest with you. Talking and listening.
Talking and listening.
At the same time.
A lot of people don't listen to listen. They listen to prepare an answer for what they're going to say next.
Or they already have an answer prepared.
And they're just waiting to interject it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I'm not hearing what you have to say. I'm just going to sit here and wait till I can go, this is what I want to say. I want to say this. Let me say this. So, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. Mark in this morning. Got my buddy Darren in here.
I'm here.
Darren, he's our man. If he can't do it, well, we're just
no. I'm sure there's many, like thousands of people can do it. Yeah, if it's not being somebody else, that's for sure. So, how did it go yesterday without me here?
It was so lonely.
Yeah,
just lonely. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Anything fun happened? Anything exciting?
No. Had a couple of calls, but that otherwise.
Did you sell anything, Mark? We don't know. It's a little, you know what, can I just say this? You're doing the swap shop. How long have you done the swap shop?
About 15 years now.
Do people call you and say, thank you so much, because we sold this thing so they can take it off the list?
We actually do get that sometimes, right. Sometimes we don't, and sometimes we do, and sometimes we'll get a call like, hey, you know, I sold that, stop selling it.
Right.
Tired of getting calls.
Because we're going to keep throwing it out there, just so you know. You call, and if we still have it on the sheet, you haven't called us back, we're just going to have people calling your house randomly. So your phone will be ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
So. You can call now, 928-9228.
Yep.
Look at that. I've got it memorized.
Hey, you got it memorized.
I didn't have to write it down.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Right there in
you
the
are, you are good.
There's a lot of useless information up in this brain. I keep saying that all the time, but, you know, as long as I got that phone number down, we're good to go.
That's the one. And use that phone number to call in birthdays and anniversaries. If you have somebody that's having a birthday or an anniversary, either this week or next, be sure and give us a call and put their names on our list, because tomorrow at the end of the program, we are going to give away a gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. So far on the birthday list, we've got Stephen O'Neill, Norman Richardson, Libby Kiskaden, and Derek White on the birthday list. So.
Is that your writing?
That is my writing.
It's sad that you can't even read your own writing, Mark.
It is.
I saw you struggling there. I was like, did somebody else write that? What happened?
Yeah.
So, yeah, busy couple of days. What are you doing this weekend? Do you have any plans?
I don't have too many plans this weekend.
Nothing.
No, a lot of times I do, but last week was busy. Week before last was busy. Week before that was busy. This week I don't have anything planned, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes no plan is a good plan.
Yeah.
That's kind of how. And you're looking, and look, you've been. You know, you've been here almost every day for the last 2 weeks, because Lori's been
okay.
Gone.
Saturday I'll be working swap shop. I'll be coming in Saturday morning.
Okay. So there's a Saturday swap shop too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you'll be doing that.
Sunday I'm sleeping in. Sunday
that'll be the sleep shop.
And then Monday I'll be in Monday regardless.
But you don't have to be in so early.
I'm not sure. I got a message from Lori yesterday.
She's not coming back. She said, I'm staying out. I'm not coming home.
I'm never coming back.
Right.
Chris, her boyfriend, has a dentist appointment, so she may go with him to do the dentist thing, because he may need, you know, when your mouth's all done up and stuff.
Yeah.
And whatever, she may need to take care of him for the day. So.
Oh, okay.
So, I gotcha. So we'll find out.
Serious dental issues.
Yeah, just one of those things, you know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. If you're a dentist and you'd like to advertise on the station, please call.
Good morning, Swap Shop. You are on the air.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. Good. Mark, are you all right over there? What's your name?
I've got this John Deere riding mower.
Ooh.
42-inch cutter. Has new blades, new deck bearing.
John Deere riding mower, 42-inch deck, new blades.
New blades, new deck bearing. Needs a motor.
Needs a motor?
Needs a motor.
Yeah.
Needs a motor.
Okay.
I'm at 228-1538.
Okay, got that John Deere riding mower, 42-inch cuts, got new blades, needs a motor, only $100. Call 228-1538.
Got it.
All right, buddy. Thank you much.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
I was, like, interested for a second. I'm like, ooh, John Deere riding lawnmower, huh? Oh, needs an engine. Oof. I think I have one in... Would a regular lawnmower engine put in the... You can put that in a... You can't put that in a riding lawnmower, can you? This is some of the useless knowledge I don't have.
Okay.
By the way.
Yeah, I'm not
mechanically inclined.
I am not sure about that. I know that when we were kids, if a lawnmower went bad, we could take the engine out and put it in a go-kart and make a go-kart with it. Did you do that when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We all did.
Yeah,
Didn't you? I mean, you know.
It was a different time. Yeah.
It was. Well, we were talking about that the other day, all the stuff that we used to do. Kids these days, here's a riding lawnmower. Why don't you make yourself a go-kart? They'd be like, huh? What? Make a what? How do you make a what? Well, you put some wheels on a frame and then the steering wheel, and then you put the motor in the back and put a chain drive through the sprocket. And wait, what? Mm-hmm. How do you do what? Just like no mechanical inclinations whatsoever, you know. My dad helped me build it, though, you know. So, you know, you have your dad there to kind of go, yeah, I'll help you build a go-kart. So, you know, my dad was kind of a big kid anyway when it came to that kind of stuff. So it was kind of fun that, you know, anytime we want to do something like that, he's like, well, do you want to build it? Let me show you how to do it, which meant let me do it and you just bring me a Coke. That's what my dad would say. Anytime he had a project to do, look, let me show you how to do it.
Let me show you how to do it.
Meant, I'm going to do it. You just sit there and watch and then
stay out of the way.
Hand me a screwdriver or something like that.
And
be quiet and pay attention. That's what. And even to the extent that, you know, we were talking about our toys when we were kids and we had the Evel Knievel stunt motorcycles.
Okay.
And it had the SST stick, right? The
little
stick. And you pull the stick. And you'd put them on the ground. And the motorcycle with a little rubbery, little weird-looking Evel Knievel doll would just, like, shoot across the room, right? I remember distinctly getting that one Christmas. And I remember we had it, and I didn't get to play with it for, like, 4 hours. Because Dad was showing us how to do it. And he's, give it to me. Let me show you how to do it. And he put the stick in. Whew, and it would shoot. Go, all right, go pick it up. He didn't want to have to go get it. Right. So we'd run over and we'd grab it. Here you go, Dad. Here, can I do it now? Let me show you one more thing. Let me do it. For like 3 hours, we didn't even touch him because he was like, here, now look, you can do jumps. And he was playing with the toys the whole time until my mom was like, Jimmy, give the boys their toys back. And he's like, well, they were playing with them. And she's like, no, they were fetching them while you played with them. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness, yeah. And then, you know, about an hour after we started playing with them, they broke. I don't know what happened. Dad must have done something to them, and they broke. Because nothing lasted for long. It was me and my brother. There was nothing. They'd get it, and like an hour later, they'd be like, it broke. I don't know what happened. Oh, maybe it's because you threw it in the mud puddle. I don't know what happened. we're trying to run Evel Knievel through some mud, and now it doesn't work.
Now it doesn't work.
Now we don't, and we don't know why. Here, fix it. Dad liked to play with all that stuff, so. I distinctly remember that.
Well, that's, you know, that's why you have kids, is so that you can buy them the toys that you wanted when you were a kid, and you can play with those.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and even when I had kids, my kids were younger, they would come out with toys. And I'm like, why didn't they have that stuff when I was a kid? That's crazy. I wanted that stuff when I was a kid, you know. And then I think until I was about 10 years old, I think my only reason to exist on the planet was to change the channel on the television.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Right? Because it was my job to lay on the ground in front of the TV on one elbow, right? And that was my job, and I'd lay there, and Dad would like, change it, and I'd have to reach up and hit the knob.
Uh-huh.
I'd turn it up a little bit. I was his volume control.
I was the
remote control, and I remember with a distinct vividness the joy and glee on his face one Father's Day when we bought him a remote control for the television.
Uh-huh.
And how happy he was. And how, there was much rejoicing. There was much dancing and rejoicing in the house because my brother and I could actually go play. We didn't have to sit there and change the channel for him anymore. And the remote was, you know, it was like big as, it was about as big as my iPhone 12 Max here,
right?
And it had two buttons on it. Up and down. Oh, there was a power button.
And a power button.
Power button, up and down. He still had to do the volume.
Right.
But it was up, up channel, down channel, up channel, down. That was it. And it was like, here's the remote, Dad. We put a bow on it. Here you go. Have fun. We're taking off. We're out of here. And he just sat there with the remote like, yeah, it's okay. And yeah.
Yeah.
That was my job growing up until I was about 10 was to be the channel changer.
You know, it's funny, too, because we used to lay right in front of the TV to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom would say, don't be that close to the TV. You're going to go blind.
Yeah.
And well, that was wrong because now look at us sitting 6 inches away from our computer monitors.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Good morning, Swap Shop. You are on the air.
Yeah, this is Pam Bertola. I'd like to put my name in the birthday list.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And my twin brother also, Pat Knox.
How does it feel finally being 21?
Yeah. A little over three times that.
But you're feeling 21, and happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I need to put Ann Bishop also on there.
Ann Bishop, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Okay, Pam, what's your phone number, dear?
It's 928-2767.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you so much. Happy birthday to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love birthdays. I love birthdays. Birthdays are fun.
Birthdays are fun.
You know, people like hate birthdays. How many people are just like, oh, I don't want to have to be another number, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of people are. Yeah.
Milestones, man. I can't believe I made it this long. Do you know what kind of life I've led and I'm still here?
Still
are you
here.
Kidding me? We talked about it the other day, jumping over jumps on our bicycles where we put on, you know, set them on fire.
You wonder how we survived. Yeah.
How did we make it? I don't understand how I made it this far.
Yeah. If I, well, and the saying goes, if I'd known this that I would have lived this long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
Yeah, because you're like, I ain't worried about that.
I'm not worried about that. I worry about 50, that when I'm old. And now, right? I'm, yeah, it's like, oh,
but,
wow.
But
oh,
40 was well, 40 was old. Remember when you were a kid?
Remember when,
like,
40 was old.
Oh, they're old. My goodness, they're 40. Ooh, 40. Ooh, that's gross. I remember when my best friend's mom had her birthday growing up.
Uh-huh.
And they had a sign on the door. It was, Lordy, Lordy, Donna's 40. And I was like, ew, that's old. Oh, my goodness. And then I hit 40, and I went, I could use that sign right about now. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I would be more than happy to be 40. It'd be great.
Yeah, now that you're in the 50 zone,
yeah.
You know, it's like, okay.
Hey, you know what?
Young.
It's exciting to me because I finally get, I get double nickels this year.
Okay.
I'm 55, baby. I'm Sammy Hagar. Can't drive 55. I'm like, yes, let's go. Let's do it. It's not that bad. It's not scary at all.
No.
It's not. No. So I like birthdays. I'm like, again, celebrate the fact that I made it through another year.
There you go. Well, studies have shown that people that have more birthdays live longer. So, you know.
First time I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's true.
How long has that study been going on?
It's been a while.
Is that a federal?
It's fairly recent. Yeah.
Federal government funded? Because it sounds
so.
Like something the government would find.
Well, it's one of those things where you know that 87.5% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm very much into statistics.
The birthday thing, to go on this. Back when I worked at KVBA Television, we used to travel around all over the state of New Mexico filming football and basketball events.
Right.
And afterwards, we would stop at... you know, Hobo Joe's, Shoney's, wherever, at a restaurant and eat. And the crew would gather around and eat, and, you know, we'd sit down and kind of decompress after filming and stuff. And one of the things that we would do is I would go to the waiters and say, hey, it's my boss's birthday. Can we wish him a happy birthday? And that, you know, got us a free piece of cake.
Free, yeah, of course.
Yeah. We were on a budget.
And you never had to prove it then.
Yeah, you didn't have to prove it back then.
How's your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And so every week it would be his birthday. And at first he thought it was funny. And after a while he thought it was a nuisance. And after 3 or 4 years of this, he used to get really, really mad.
Yeah, but that's a lot of cake.
So he would be about 135 years old now.
Yeah.
But we would walk into a restaurant and he would say, it's not my birthday. It's not my birthday. I don't care what anybody says. It's not my birthday. And so I'd go up to the waiters and I'd say, hey, it's not his birthday, but we love pranking him like this. Can y'all do it? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, we got to do this. Yeah, so
it's like doing the same with kids, embarrassing them in public.
Yeah.
It's kind of a joy. It's kind of a gift, by the way. to be able to do that. And it's our right, quite frankly, as your parents, to be able to embarrass you at any point, anytime we want. So more than happy to tell people it's your birthday. And then especially when they become teenagers and like everything is like, oh my God, I can't do it. And then, yeah, you have people singing. You know, you ever been in those restaurants where they come out and they do the, hey, it's your birthday. And they do the big celebrations and like the whole restaurant's clapping and then the kids are burying their heads on the table. I love that. That's pure heaven to me. I love doing stuff like that.
Well, my kids knew not to embarrass me. My kids knew not to embarrass me because they knew that the next day when we got to school and they're in front of all their friends, I'm going to give them a big old hug. Okay, tell Dad you love him.
Yeah. You know? Call him the weird name that you call him. Come here, Pooter. Come here. I love you, Pooter. And they're like, oh, my God. Waving out the window. Jumping out of the sunroof. Like, hi, I love you. Yeah, we've got those. And by the way, for kids, if you're listening, don't forget that your parents have those pictures of you when you were a child, of you on like the bear rug. So when it comes time for your graduation party, don't think those things aren't going to be hanging out on a table someplace, you know, for all your friends to see. So behave yourself.
Behave yourself.
Because we've got evidence. It's photographic evidence of what a cute little munchkin you were. So. It's just, you know, one of the parental joys that we get.
One of the perks.
Yeah. Yeah. We love that.
Okay.
But if you're far from being a parent and you're in your grandparent stage, it's probably best to start planning for other parts of your life.
Well, that's true. And for your end of life. And that's why you need to contact Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. They are located on Pollard Road in Daphne. They will make sure that your final resting place and final procedures are taken care of with dignity. Although I have a tendency to do undignified reports to them, transitions to them, but you know what? They are good people, and they will make sure that number one, everything goes according to plan, and number two, that you can possibly save money by pre-planning. They're located on Pollard Road in Daphne, and their number is 621-5890. That's 621-5890, Hughes Funeral Home in Daphne.
The flip side of that, however, is... remember not to embarrass your children too much, because they're the ones that help you plan this kind of stuff, and you never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah,
that's all
true.
I'm saying. Oh, Dad, remember that time you embarrassed me in school? Well, guess what? Yes, we're going to be taking your ashes someplace you never thought you would be going, or whatever it happens to be. So, kids are fun. Other kids. Other people's kids are
fun. Other people's
kids
are more fun.
Our kids are horrible. You have, how many kids do you have?
I've got one son. I've got a stepson and a stepdaughter.
Okay.
So,
and they
Live out in New Mexico. So,
oh,
my son lives here.
He's the firefighter.
Yeah, he's the firefighter.
Okay.
Fairhope Fire Department. We were actually hoping to interview the Fairhope Fire Chief this morning, and I was looking forward to the opportunity to be able to, because he was going to bring my son in, and I was going to have a chance to interview him.
Wow.
So I was really psyched up about that, but they had a call this morning, traffic accident kind of thing.
Ooh,
so
okay.
So wasn't in the car.
Have you
today.
Been on the radio with your son before?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
So you would be able to sit down and cross from your son and interview your own son.
Yeah, that I think that would be cool.
How many wild questions do you have? Are you just going to keep it strictly business, or are you going to embarrass him?
No.
Because the boys back at the firehouse will be like, come on, Dad, tell us the story.
I would actually, what I want to do is ask him about his time before, when he was a wildland firefighter. Because he used to go and help put out forest fires west. And he did that for several years before he came here and got into structure fires and because we don't have a lot of forest fires here. So I had to change gears completely.
Is that a different training procedure?
Very completely different.
Okay.
Completely different. And those guys, you know.
The wildcats or whatever they call them.
Right.
What am I thinking of those guys that go in there?
Yeah, they go out into a forest and sometimes they will backfire.
Mm-hmm.
They will start fires. A little fire to prevent a big fire and chop down trees and do all this other stuff. And he was telling me about one of the big Las Vegas fires that had flames that were like 300 feet tall.
Mm.
An insane amount of fire in some of those national forests and stuff.
Sure,
that's what I would want to interview him on.
Right.
Because that's, you know, just from talking to him, like, wow, the things you've seen. That's incredible.
From your own son, too.
Yeah. That, like, that's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. Yeah.
Man with the axe. He's a lumberjack, and he's okay.
Yeah, he works all night, and he sleeps all day.
Right. Probably not the rest of the song.
Not the rest of the song,
but
no,
that's okay.
No, no.
We don't mind. Do we have the Lumberjack song? Because if you don't know the Lumberjack song.
We don't. We
probably,
can find it.
Probably
yeah.
not. Yeah. 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 Monty Python songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Love Monty Python. 928-9228 is our number here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back right after this.
And now we're talking hemp with John MacArthur, owner of Fairhope Hemp.
Hemp has over 130 different cannabinoids. We're just dealing with like the five most prevalent, mm-hmm. which is CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, and THC. Cool. And it's hemp-derived.
Right.
So per the 2018 Farm Bill Act, anything that is hemp-derived is legal. You might be embarrassed to ask or questions that you've had answered by somebody else and just want maybe a second opinion,
mm-hmm.
come on down to Fairhope Hemp and let's talk about it. Let's talk about hemp and what it is, what it can do for you or a loved one, and see if it might be for you. I love talking hemp and I love helping people. I worked on people's cars for years and got so much enjoyment out of giving somebody some faith that they can crank their car up and go to work and pick their kids up at school and doing this hemp thing now. It's helping more people with something I think that's a lot more important is your health. I mean, without your health, what do you have?
Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue, part of the Veterans Initiative 22. So veterans receive 22% off.
1480 WABF 928-9228. Here is our number at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. We'd love to hear from you. And we would like for you to call us. So just to give you a little bit of reinforcement of that idea, here's Blondie. Call me.